Mary Catherine Martin works for Salmon State, an environmental advocacy group that works to protect waterways for salmon.
So I'm pulling this up on Salmon State's Instagram.
She says the videos the group created with its partners about the Tongass has had a big reach.
Breathe. Our elders always told us, E-A-N-E-A-Y-A. This is your land.
A Tlingit woman and a Yupik woman dressed in regalia talk about the cultural and environmental significance of the nation's largest national forest. Salmon and eagles make an appearance. The pacing of the video speeds up as chainsaws and falling trees blink on the screen. Martin estimates the video has been viewed on Instagram by more than 32,000 people, and her group is still adding up the numbers. She says the goal isn't just to get people to watch and share the content.
The main purpose of all of this, besides informing people about what's going on and the different ways the Tongass is valuable as an intact forest, is to get people to comment.
In February, the U.S. Forest Service logged over 140,000 comments on a draft version of changes to the roadless rule in the Tongass. Most of the commenters suggested keeping the rule in place. But in November, Department of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue announced that, despite all those comments, the agency would recommend the Tongass be completely exempted from the roadless rule. According to the Forest Service, during this final comment period that started in October, 220,000 people have weighed in as of Monday. Over the weekend, Audubon Alaska helped host a webinar to guide people through the process of crafting their comments.
I know we are looking at questions from y'all. So
the format was personal, not stuffy. The instructors for the video appear to be in their homes. They include activists and a tribal government leader. 150 people watched on Facebook Live. Another 150 people have streamed it since then. Natalie Dawson, Audubon Alaska's executive director, says environmental groups have been making a special effort this go-round to bolster the numbers.
I mean, there's definitely been a bigger social media push for this than there has for other issues on the Tongass, 100% hands down.
Dawson says people have asked her if official comment periods really matter. After all, the last comment period didn't sway a top federal official from seeking a full rollback of the roadless rule in the Tongass. But Dawson thinks it does carry weight.
If the agency chooses to ignore the public and the public has made substantive comment, then that's grounds to pursue litigation and lawsuits.
At a church in Juneau, the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council took a different approach. In addition to the group's social media outreach, Executive Director Meredith Trainer says they wanted to invite people to draft comments on the eve of the deadline over bowls of salmon chowder.
It's also important to feel together, right? To feel a part of something bigger and to see each other and make eye contact.
One of the comments that went into the public record was in the form of a song.
We need to stand up for our old growth. Keep those logging roads away. Let's stand up for the trees and keep the roadless rule today.
The U.S. Forest Service is expected to make its final decision on how the roadless rule applies to the Tongass in 2020. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.